Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Today, we're talking about the special Easter Hanukkah spring messages. And Ada Marie offers a seer's insight on Easter, reincarnation, and ways to make the most of every day. Growing up with seers, grandmother and great-grandmother, she has always communicated with angels and spirit guides. The golden oracle now welcomes your questions. So, Ada Marie, what do you have to tell us today?
I have to tell you, this is a beautiful day. We have sunshine and 60-degree weather, and it's absolutely fantastic here, so I want to be able to share that with everybody. It isn't that way every day, I can tell you. We're still a little wintry around here. But I had received a message about an hour ago, and, you know, honey, I was just almost breathless when it came through. But listen, for each and every individual on the face of the earth, there is a space where they may reach into their higher self and reach their spirit guide, and this is it. It's very simple, so you may overlook it, but don't. When you want to, we're in a holy season right now, and this message, I think, came maybe 100 years ago, but it sounded to me like it kind of touched on what my grandmother tried to teach me one time. The message was, no matter what you are doing or where you are standing or what the circumstances are surrounding you, when you go into the silence and do not respond emotionally, mentally, or physically to an action that is negative, you can reach up and receive back all the assistance you could possibly want. Just wait for the energy to begin to come through you and move you around. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it came this morning, and somebody called me up, and I told them that. And just before the show, she called me back, and she said, "It's my mother's other daughter." I said, "What?" Well, there is a conflict between the mother favoring the other daughter, and the other daughter is unkind. So she is aware that all she has to do is see her sister as her mother's other daughter. Now, doesn't that clear up a lot of things? Really?
That's very
interesting.
It clears
up a lot of, commotion.
We get some amazing answers, don't we?
We do, and to me, I think that's just an obviously wonderful answer, because you are not like your sister or your brother. You are not like any other person. You are like yourself, and you are being yourself. So don't let your mother's other daughter or your mother's other son upset you, because their world is totally different from yours. And this is a spiritual season, and I can see why that message came, because so often people concern themselves about other people and how they think about them, you know, what their thoughts are. Are they good or are they bad or do they hate me? Blah, 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 blah. And in that aspect, you can say, no, that's my mother's other daughter or my mother's other son.
I think I'm getting something from that we place labels on things and we give importance to things. And sometimes just simply thinking of it in a little different way puts it into a place where we can deal with it better.
Right, right. And you can release things better. So, and you know, just because you're born in the same family don't make you the same kind of a person. It doesn't make you...
Absolutely.
Pardon?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just recall that you, as an individual at this spiritual season, are one energy, one strength, one sight, and God is above you, around you, and surround you. So if you maintain a happy, loving, insightful, open life so that you can say, okay, now I heard that. I don't agree with it, but that's okay. That goes with them. Don't forget that belongs to them and don't belong to me. Then you will find that a lot of things just fall away. They don't mean a hill of beans because you have released it to go somewhere else. And that release is what gives you peace of mind, because that's it. Somebody said, well, you know, blah, 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 and you took it to heart, and it hurt your feelings, and it put... But what is that person really saying? They're talking about themselves, and they're just using your name to say what they want to say. It's very fine. My grandma used to say, listen closely when somebody's telling you about yourself, because they're talking about themselves, and they're telling you just what they are, what they expect, what they'll do, and what they won't do. So keep in mind that when they're dressing you down, they're really telling you how they feel and how they work and how they operate. And I thought, mm-hmm. you know, spiritually we try to be kind and loving and thoughtful, but not everybody has that same energy of spirit. They really don't. They want it to be this way, cut and dried, cut and dried. So they limit themselves, right?
Exactly.
Don't you think
and there's
limit?
Another thing that just occurred to me as you were talking. This being a holiday, so many
mm-hmm.
times we place expectations on holidays or birthdays or celebrations of some kind, and if it doesn't come out just the way we wanted it to, we count it a failure. How do you deal with that?
Well, just because it didn't happen the way you wanted doesn't mean that it didn't happen correctly, because what is correct for one is not necessarily correct for another, right? And you
exactly.
can't just say, this it's blanket, this is a blanket thing, everybody thinks this way, everybody does this way, everybody shares this way. It's not true. Everybody is different. Some people agree, some people disagree. And it is such a holy time as this. Just earlier today, we had someone was here, and we were working together, and I saw the most wonderful, harmonious energy with this person, and the statement that they made was awesome. It wasn't one that I would make, but it came out and it was perfect because it filled the exact niche that we were working in, and then everything opened up and just flowed. So you see, another person's statement or opinion can very often settle a whole mishmash of stuff. And I was grateful today to see this happen right before my eyes, because I had 15
mm-hmm.
things to do, including bake some brownies and some cookies so that my husband could have something to chew on during the show. And I turned around to her and I said, you're absolutely right. And she says, you know, sometimes people think I'm kind of crazy. I said, you're not crazy at all. I said, it's true. We all think differently. How many people would
mm-hmm.
be baking cookies right now when they had a big show to do? I was doing that for somebody else, for my husband, for him to have something to eat during the
mm-hmm.
show, keep him busy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so you were killing two birds with one stone, as we say.
Right, right. And since he watches TV and doesn't read, you know, books or magazines or anything, I had to get him something in his hands to keep him busy. And what's better than cookies and brownies? Nothing.
That's right.
So, and somebody else would have done something different because they would have had a different set of circumstances, and that would have been okay, be perfectly fine. Don't think for 1 minute that everybody can't find their own solution to their own problem. They can find it if they will be silent and think. Just think. And then the answer will come, and they can do it. Because sometimes in a split second, it's like, oh, my goodness, I can do that. And you do it, and everything turns out well. Right?
Absolutely. And, there's something to be said for completing a simple task, and suddenly you're on a roll, and you are accomplishing things, and you go from that to something a little harder, and that to something even bigger, and the next thing you know, all kinds of things have happened.
Everything has fallen
into place.
Yes, just like clockwork, it's fallen into place. Falls into place when you give up worrying. Worrying is the biggest health problem there is, because when you worry about something, your whole body reacts. Believe me, all over the place. And if you let somebody make you upset and angry, you're making yourself sick, not them, because they don't care. So remember, turn it over. Say, okay, that's it. That's your opinion. I'm glad to know it. That's it. And leave it alone. Don't even try to change their mind. They're not going to change their mind.
And don't do your enemies work for them.
Right. That's true.
We have a couple of callers who want to ask you a question. Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, great. Let me check in with them. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And this is Rose, I believe.
Yes.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Just perfectly fine.
Good.
What can we do for you?
I'm wondering, what do you see with regards to my love life? I am single right now.
That's a good way to be.
Yeah. For a while I have been.
Well, some people are single by choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people are single because they don't want to live alone. And sometimes that's a mistake. So be careful. Are you happy living alone?
I'm content. I just want to find a companion, somebody to have fun with.
Yeah, now there you made the statement. You want a person who you can have fun with, that you can do things with. So be careful about the people you meet, that they're not a stick in the mud, or that they're not ill and can't do things, or that they refuse to do things because they just don't want to do them. So as you're going through your friends, be sure you meet friends on a one-to-one basis that have the same likes you do, that they're happy to go walk in the park, or they're happy to go to that particular show, or they're happy to be in that group of people. You really have to pay attention before you get mixed up with someone and then find out that they're not going to want to go anywhere. They're going to want to stay home. They're not going to want to do anything that you enjoy doing. So you have to really take time to figure that out. You may be enamored by them, but that doesn't mean that they're compatible with the things you like to do. So take your time to be sure. I had a nephew. He and his girlfriend went together for 5 years and stayed married for 40. And then there was a death in the family. Now, they had the most wonderful relationship because they took 5 years to get to know each other. And that was much better than running in and jumping into something and then being sorry.
Right, but right? I'm single though. Do
I think
you
you're almost saying that sometimes it's better to be alone than to be with the wrong person.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
That's why I'm alone by choice, but I'm hoping to meet someone that I'm compatible with.
Okay, this is the formula, and I've given it out many times, so get a pencil.
Okay.
Okay, got it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a couple stories about it after I give you the formula. Take a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and write down a description of everything you want in that person, and don't leave out the description of the person. If you want somebody that's 6 foot tall and blonde and blue-eyed or brown hair, brown wavy hair and brown eyes, write it down. If they are a person who works in an office or they have a business, write it down. Write the whole thing down. Write their perfect health down. Write your wonderful family down, that they're going to like you. Everybody's going to like you. They're going to accept you. And if you like to travel, this person likes to travel too. If he's a stay-at-home person, he's going to stay at home. But write everything down. And usually when people do this, it takes about 5 sheets of paper. And then they call up and we go over it. And a lot of times what they've done is they've repeated themselves. So we go over it on the phone, and then they'll leave out some really important thing. Like one lady said, well, she didn't like to go to hospitals, but she didn't like to be in the hospital and nobody would come to see her. I said, well, you set that up. So you have to change it. If you don't want to go visit anybody in the hospital, then nobody's going to want to go visit you because they know you don't like it. And, you know, you have to work at it. It takes almost 6 months when you start that tablet writing to get the kind of energy that you want, that you can live with. You know, you want somebody that doesn't drink or smoke, you got to say it in the writing. If you want somebody that doesn't like car racing, you got to say so, or horse racing or whatever. You've got to write all those little things down and then go over it and over it and over it. And you should be able to end up with about a page and a half and have everything on it. That's with wide line paper.
So, is this what you do with your inner circle group? Could you tell us about that,
Ada Marie?
Huh?
Could you tell us about that?
Yeah,
counseling circle?
In California, I taught many classes, and there was a class that went for 10 weeks, and then at the end of 10 weeks, everybody, you know, we would all get together, and people would meet each other, and they would start to talk. That would be a weekend thing that they did, and Friday, come in Friday night, they'd be Saturday, and then they'd leave Sunday night. And then they would have all their writings with them, and everybody had a chance to say their likes and dislikes and what they wanted and the kind of life they wanted to live. And so it turned out that I have hundreds of people that have married, and they're still married. They're still married. The ones that partner hasn't passed away. One lady was in Hawaii on a vacation by herself and sitting at a table overlooking the water somewhere, and was writing this list. And she said on the list, she'd just written it down, I want to meet somebody who smiles. I want them to smile. I don't want to get up in the morning to a grouchy face. I don't want to hear nasty words. I just want somebody who will smile and go with the flow. And this man walked over to the table, and there were, and he said, "Ma'am, could I sit down with you? There aren't any other tables here, but it would it be an imposition if I sat down with you?" She said, "Absolutely not. Sit down." He said, "I'm writing a paper." And she said, "Well, that's what I'm doing too, so we'll be okay." And so a little later, he said to her, "What kind of a paper are you writing?" He says, "Well, I have a teacher in California, and I'm writing a list of the kind of person that I would like to have for a life mate." And he reached up and took his paper and handed it over to her, and he said, "That's exactly what I'm doing."
That is amazing.
They knew me, both of them. They knew me. But they didn't know each other because they were from two different states. But it was the funniest thing. They did end up, they're still married.
Wow.
But it was the funniest thing because there was no place else to sit. And he just walked over and asked if, because she was intent at her writing, if he could sit there. So you never know how you're going to meet a mate. You never know. There's many different things that can happen.
But now don't you have a circle of where people are on their monthly circle?
Yes, I do have a monthly circle, and the monthly circle for everybody is $50 a month. And I know I get all kinds of ration. It should be more, but the average person, I don't care how wealthy they are, money means something to them. And you take five, here we are at a spiritual time, so listen up. The number five is balance. One, two, three, four, and five is balance. Take a look at your hand. Is your hand well balanced? Yeah. So that balance allows you to move back and forth and stay even. So let's say that you, I left that group in California, and I retired for a short period of time. And so, again, you're bringing this up, and some people in California called back and said, can we go back on the healing circle? And I said, well, give me until the end of this month to decide, because this is what happens. Mary, I have to tell you, they call every month, they send in their healing, you know, they send their $50, okay, it gets in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Their membership fee, uh-huh.
Their membership fee. Then I am required, and like now we're on the phone, if somebody in that group called in, they would have to leave a message or they would have to call back when we're off the phone. So I spend a lot of hours on the phone when I'm doing that, and I had a lot of people on that list. I think I had 610 people. And they don't call every day, that's true. But when they have, like, okay, a man lost his mother. She fell down the stairs, and he had been taking care of her. He lost his mother, and they got her to the hospital, and she passed, and Don called me. I stayed on the phone with that man for 7 hours because he needed help. He needed support. And I stayed on the phone with him for 7 hours. We got her to the hospital. They got her out, and unfortunately, she broke her arm, but she wasn't that strong. And at 7 hours later, I had to hang up the phone because my phone was out of charge. And I told him, I said, "You call me back on the other line, and I'll talk to you." Well, he didn't call. By that time, it was night in New York, and he did not call me. He called me about 4 o'clock the next morning, and he said his mother was in ICU, and they didn't expect her to live. So I stayed with him through the whole thing, and she did pass. She was too frail to make it, and she passed. And so I was with him again for another 6 hours. So
and you,
my
you
people,
know, in New York, in New York City, healers are charging $200 an hour, and look what you offer for membership in a healing circle. It's amazing.
It is, and if the person needs me, I'm on the phone. The rest of you have to wait. Because I will give you the same service, but, you know,
sure.
It isn't every day that there's an emergency like that, but every once in a while there is. And when that's there, if you're on my circle, you're my friend, you're my child, I stay with you through the whole thing.
I hear you. We have, we have someone else who has a question.
Okay.
Are you ready for that? One second
here.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Can I ask a relationship question?
Sure.
Just a question about a man named Chris. I'm just wondering if you see things working out with him or us spending time together or things developing romantically.
I don't see it as a long-term relationship. I'm sorry.
Do you see any sort of spending time together or?
Not too much. It doesn't look like too much, honey.
What do you see?
Well, I see that this relationship you have with this individual may last another 2 months, or maybe even 2.5. There's something you don't know.
Wait. What is it that
in other words, don't get too much hopes in it. Have fun and just let it go day by day. Is that right,
right.
Anna Marie?
That is correct, right.
Well, he and I aren't in a relationship now or anything, but I'm just wondering if we would spend time together or...
Well, you can do whatever you want, but there's something there that would not allow a long-term relationship.
If you're someone who gets deeply involved with someone and you're hurt by a breakup, that's not a good thing, huh?
No, it's not. And there's something there that doesn't fit. And I have to say that it's okay to be in the relationship. Don't get too close.
I'm just wondering, like, there's a few people in my life, so I'm just wondering if you're, like, tuning in to this particular person.
We have about a minute and a half left. The name you gave was Chris, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's it's not a positive relationship over a long haul.
Do you see any sort of dating or spending time together at all with
him? I'm sure there could be. But it wouldn't be a relationship that you would continue on for many years.
Do you see
it
lasting?
So enjoy it while you have it.
You see it lasting like a year or two?
No, I don't see that.
We already said 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just think about think about some people are just perfect for a day, some for a week, some for a month, some for a lifetime, and put this in the category of the shorter term.
Yeah,
right.
Right now we don't have anything, so I'm just wondering if we'll have something at some point for a short period of time?
It would be a very short period of time.
So no big investment with this.
Right.
Does this person have feelings for me, or?
Well, this person has feelings for lots of people. Lots of people.
That says a lot. Donna, we are just running out of time, and I would love to, but just don't invest too much and don't imagine that he's better than he is.
Because he's not.
Is that what you're saying, Ada Marie? I'm feeling.
Yeah, I feel that this is not a good relationship for a long time. A lot of abuse could happen.
Abuse?
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Many ways.
Donna, we are out of time.
Okay, thank you for your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope you find someone that's better for you.
You will find someone better. Yeah,
just keep your heart open and ready for the right person when they come along.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like this person, though, because he's not abusive whatsoever. So maybe it's someone else you're tuning into.
No, I'm tuning into your head. I'm tuning into your auric field. And there's things you don't know, honey, so be careful. Just be careful.
I know.
Well, what is it that I don't know?
My husband was the nicest boy at church, and he was wonderful until we got married. And then, oh, boy.
Right. And
people can fool you.
I'm just giving you the facts that I'm receiving, and you can do with them whatever you want. I don't care what you do with them. If you want to go through,
he's like a player or something, or is that what you're saying? Like he's like a player?
It's not a good relationship. No matter how you cut it up, it would not be a happy, good relationship for very long, and you'd be dashing to get away. So you do what you want to do. You just ask me. I read the universe, and that's what it said, and I can't go any further.
You can't argue with God. You know, you can't twist and until you get the answer you want, which sounds like what you're doing.
Yeah.
No, it's not, because there's a few people that are in my life, so I'm just wondering which one it is. That's all.
Well, how many people in your life are named Chris?
You said Chris, and that's who I tried to look at the Chris by your shoulder and see, and I'm telling you that is not a long-lived relationship, and that's all I can tell you. It's up to you to do what you want to do.
But you're saying he could possibly be abusive and he's a player?
Yes, that's true, too.
That he's a player, okay. Because he doesn't behave like he's involved with many women, but...
It's really your call, and that what I've told you is what I see, and that's all
okay.
I can tell you.
Okay, because yeah, we don't even really have anything now, so that's why I was wondering if we would even have anything. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So are we out of time?
Yeah, way out of time.
Okay.
We're gone way past. The show is technically over.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then we probably should.
Just one thought, Donna. When you reach out to a very spiritual person who connects directly with spirit, take my advice and just listen to what they say. If you go to one of those wonderful psychics who have all of the fancy neon signs, or they have big websites and all kinds of things, you might find somebody that you can talk them into telling you what you want to hear. Stay away from those. Go for somebody like Ada Marie, who is true, and she's sincere, and she can't give you something that she doesn't receive. She will not make things up.
There's nothing to make up. There's nothing. It's just the way it is, and that's all I can say. And I'm sorry, but you won't be sorry if you pay attention. Be aware now. Start being aware of what's happening, okay?
I guess we're trying to figure out, because we don't really have anything, like any relationship right now.
I'm sorry, but I do have to go now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
do. We all we can say is love and light, and I have to run. Okay.
Right.
We are way over our show, hon.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you.
What I want to say is I want everybody to be blessed on this wonderful Easter. I want everybody in our country and our world to be blessed with the blessings that God has given all of us, and to people to accept it and enjoy the fact that we have the right to live in this great nation. And God bless all of you.
And love and light.
And light. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for everyone for listening in. Bye now.